Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I just did a cage, didn't I?
You've just done a cage. You're a woolly. You've just done a cage.
I was going to start the podcast this week because I thought I can't just sit here in silence. Shall I just say what he's done?
Yeah.
Again, reveal all.
I've got my hands on my head.
Yeah.
Clearly, just,
what have you done?
Before you reveal what I've done, what I saw straight away when I did the cage was I immediately on the three screens that are on my screen right now, my face, Kedge's face, Satch's face, as we do this online.
Yeah.
I went straight to Satch's face. I thought, have I been busted? Obviously. Obviously.
I'll be honest, I didn't realize because you know me. That's like, it's okay. Jale, all right.
Tell Satch, I'm sorry. I apologize, but tell everyone what I just did.
Basically, I just hit the record button. I was like, yep, cool, recording. And he just scoffed his face with a sandwich or whatever he's eating.
What are you eating? It's Nessie Connor. Because I can tell from the shape. It's from the shape of his hand. It's Nessie Connor. How mad is that?
Yeah, because I'm gripping it with all fingers, effectively. Yeah. I'm doing the claw of
It's the Goryeo claw. Goryeo is like when you get a handful and you put it in your mouth. I don't know what's the English translation of that, but Goryeo is the scoop of that goes into your mouth.
Well, you'll be glad what I'm having. I just, because we had a little chat on the phone to say, right, we're all ready to record. Yeah, ready to record. We'll see you back here in 2 minutes. I thought, 2 minutes, that's enough time.
Yeah, here we go. He's gone to have a shave. He's probably had a shower, needed number two.
I made the sandwich. I made my bagel. I made my toasted bagel.
Right, that's where you went.
Which is aloo gajar, squished but with mozzarella mayonnaise in a protein bagel.
Ooh, wow, that is big. I mean, the mozzarella and the aloo. My God,
one question. Cheese and potato.
Hang on a minute. Stop this. Let's not even talk about the bagel. Why are you eating while we're recording a podcast, bruv?
Yes, exactly.
I've timed it wrong.
He's just had another bite.
And now he's
so let him digest that.
Tommy, we have this conversation every week and we always
point the finger at... Oh, he's having another one.
You're pointing the finger at you know who.
Yeah.
And now you've just gone and done what...
This is why. You know what I mean? The elders have to set the example and the kids will follow. And this is what I'm following now. So do you know what I mean?
I'll tell you why. Firstly, it's relevant to the podcast because I think there are many people out there right now going, oh, Tommy, I wouldn't mind a gobi, aloo gobi, gajar.
No one wants that.
Yes, they do. Mayonnaise, cheese and sub-G.
It's a little bit left field, but anyway.
No, are you serious?
Well, no, but like that, the aloo gobi, fine. But then you've got what? Mozzarella and all these other English.
Yeah, but just say it makes it a bit cheesy. Makes it a bit like a bit of a pizza-y thing. And it's a protein bagel, which has got the seeds on it, which is a little bit kind of...
Yeah, no, the protein bagel, again, that's fine. You know what? Has it got quinoa in it as well, as usual?
No, it's just a veggie one, Kedge. I thought you'd be happy with that.
Kedge, have you had dinner yet?
I've had dinner. You know me, I go early, so I've had dinner.
What time did you have dinner?
Oh, I go 5:30 early doors, mate. Oh, early doors.
Can I just say the reason why?
Did your dad read you a story at 7 PM and tuck you in?
No, mate. It's all flossed and ready for the next 15-16 hours, baby.
Wonderful.
I'm the only one sitting here without having dinner. Then just
hungry.
Casually.
Not me. Yeah, I'm good now, Seth.
Yeah.
And the good thing about this little bagel is. It doesn't really count as a meal, so it just ticks me over. Now,
what was that?
What does it mean? I love how if in size it's not that big, it doesn't count. I yeah. love that.
It's a bit like your Toto keg. Sorry. I'm so childish. I'm not even laughing at the diss. I'm laughing at how embarrassed I'm at saying that stupid joke. So sorry.
It was an easy. It was a tap in. It was a tap in.
A bit like your daughter.
That was an open goal. That was an open goal.
Right. Yeah. So let's talk about business, proper business, and that is.
I think maybe that's why I'm feeling a little bit talking about Kedge's daughter and everything else. Maybe because it's the heat. The heat has got to me. It is hot at the moment. Mm-hmm. It's been hot all over the weekend. If you're listening around the world. The UK is facing a little bit of a heat wave this week.
Yeah.
And it started over the weekend, just before the weekend, and it's running all this week. And, you know, UK goes crazy. Goes a bit crazy.
Kedge, are you still, last week you were still like, boys, we still haven't got a heat wave yet. It's not even hot. Is it hot now or not?
It's beautiful. This is real temperatures. I love this. Because I had to get up the loft, I had to take the fans down, that sort of annual, oh my God, this fan doesn't work quickly. Today, even on the train, Mans was looking for, not me, the next door neighbor who was sitting on the train, he was looking for fans. They were sold out on Amazon. I was like, oh, yeah. And obviously you could tell that this guy had obviously just come over from India or something, and he was new to he didn't know the rules of the UK weather. So he started looking for fans now. Wait, obviously, you know, people like us, we're looking at fans in December, January.
No, we're not.
Oh, well, sorry. I
no, we're not. No, listen, you're now kind of making out that everybody plans their summer heat wave.
Of course, because you know how this country works. It goes into extreme measures. So then people just like, there's like, bugger, let's find the fans.
Yeah, do you know what? I'm with Kedge. I only buy fans in the winter because
Are you serious?
Yeah, why would you buy it in the summer when everyone wants one?
And everyone wants one.
Are you those people then? Are you those people that buy their Christmas presents in the summer?
No. But the fan techers is an obvious one.
I was planning to go one step further and get an AC in the
Yeah, no, that's extra. That's extra. I did contemplate that, but it's extra because actually we don't need AC. And also you just end up more sick anyway with AC. What's the point?
I don't like it. AC doesn't agree with me, man. On planes, cars.
I think that's the reason why I'm feeling a bit under the weather. But it's not just the AC in the car. I think pollen is on steroids.
You phoned me Friday, Satch, and you were like, bruv, I've got a DJ and I'm swollen up. I look like a ninja turtle at the moment. You know, barely eyes are opening.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, Satch. Firstly, how did did you get through it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was thinking about it. And even on the way there, I was just like, is it acceptable to wear sunglasses? Because my eyes were just so puffy. Like,
bro, you must be the only DJ who doesn't wear sunglasses.
No,
DJ indoors wears glasses.
No, I'm not going to wear glasses in there. You know, that's not my style. But I was just like, this is really bad. I look like there's something wrong with me. Seriously, like my eyes are just streaming.
DJ wearing glasses, it takes you up another level, isn't it? It's one of those things. Like if you wear glasses, you become a better DJ. That's wonderful.
You look like a Wally, but okay. So anyway, you rang me and you know, I said to you, just as I was going in, I spoke to Kedge and I said, Kedge, I just need to get through this. Like come to 11.
Yeah.
Let me get through this. That's it.
Yeah. And actually, I'll be honest with you, Satch. I put the phone down. And I thought, this guy's a bit of a, do you know what I mean? Bit of a wet one. I thought, he ain't that bad. Do you know what I mean? I thought, it's just like, you know, it's just a little bit.
Did the man up phrase come
in
your head?
No, we're not allowed to say that.
You thought that's inappropriate.
Yeah, like, he did think of it.
You don't say things like that anymore. So not man up.
Call me a pansy. You call me a pansy?
No. There was no reference to any flowers or anything like that. I just thought, you know what? Satch it up. That's what I thought. And then, suck it up. Yeah, but satch it up, like proper. Let's go. Do you know what I mean? Let's not, no time for these kind of, you know, sort of teary stories. And then I thought, God, I'm live. Because obviously I've knocked this on the head. This whole pollen fever. I'm like, I'm done with this. I figured it out. So I was okay. And I thought, right, I'm going
One second, Kedge. Are we just accepting that he's knocked pollen on the head? That it was a choice, Satch. It was a choice for him to get hay fever, and now he's decided to not have hay fever.
The powers of Kedge Baba. He can knock anything on the head. Honestly, knock it on the head.
Why
fine.
Did you, Kedge, why don't you knock it on the head for Satch?
Yeah, exactly. Then then I have to do that. He has to come and sit next to me. You have to put the fire on. I have to do that. You know, like a puja.
He's got his take his gloves off
and rub stuff on his face and everything like that. So.
Any excuse. Like, has this got anything to do with the pollen count? Nah. I'm going to rub my stuff in your face.
Kedge, why haven't you got that clothes on?
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, no, it's better for me to transfer my body, oils to you. Yeah, and then you will then have my own immunity. Yeah. The best thing you can do is just hug me. Hug me really close. Are you sure, Kedge? Are you sure? Yeah, just wrap everything around me.
So literally, as you said, I put the phone down. I had a little sneeze. And then I had another sneeze. I think I must have sneezed 10 in a row, and that was it. It was like Niagara Falls had just started coming out my eyes, my nose, and it all started swelling up. I'm like, I'm going out with the lads. I can't be like doing this. And then it was like a quick rush to get the antihistamine, to do the spray up the nose. And I'm like, none of this is working. Tissues, it was just flowing. And I'm like, how am I even? And then literally I went out with the lads, and it was one of them ones where I've just got buckets of tissue next to me. I couldn't even do the shisha. I was absolutely struggling.
Yeah, and
Shades indoors.
Just to put it out there, I don't know if you've heard about the pollen bomb. I've never heard that phrase.
Yes.
Yeah. In all the years of pollen count, and we joked around on the radio in the past, we've done our pollen count songs and all that. But in all the years, and I suffer from hay fever as well. And when you hear it being called, the pollen bomb is coming, and it's going to be worse than ever because it's just so everybody knows that we had a load of grass pollen, which you guys mentioned last week.
Yeah.
And now it's because of the change in weather, whatever, that pollen bomb is coming because it's following that grass pollen, whatever, soon after. So that combination is what's caused the pollen bomb. By the way, how do they do that? What do they count? You know, when they count pollen, this is my little early things I learned. I've got another things I learned later.
Yeah.
Do you know how they count pollen? Where do they count it? Why do they call it counting pollen when you say
because it was the pollen count, isn't it, that we always refer to? What and count? so is high, medium, or low? What are they? Is it the pollen seeds per square meter?
You're effectively on the right lines because they are counting pollen particles in the air.
But I wonder, I mean, what's the gizmo gadget that does that?
This right, it is a very it sounds like the desi word for someone who is very committed to their work. It's called the Burkhard test. Burkhard test. Very good. Burkhard. Burkhard. B-U-R-K-A-R-D. Burkhard. Burkhard test. And they spin this thing around and literally spin it in the air.
It catches
pollen. Then they take it off for a count. And that's how they do the pollen count.
Really?
Anyway, yeah. So pollen count is through the roof. Hay fever sufferers are mad. Can I tell you, my sons, they look like extras out of Nutty Professor. You know when he's changed Nutty Professor?
Yeah. That's and they're really struggling.
His lip, mate. And you know, it's weird as a dad because you like go, oh, like what? Yeah. What do I
you
do?
How bad is I'm this? Okay. Like, why are you not?
Yeah, and I suffer from it. But they got their eyes are like literally like they've been punched in the face.
And that's what I mean. Like, what do you do? Like, I think I've gone for I've tried all the meds and everything.
You had a lot of people this week messaging to give you suggestions, which I passed on to you. But you basically said I've tried all of this. Did you try that wax thing where you have to rub it just underneath your eyelids and then sketch your nose?
I've tried all of that stuff.
Hey, Max,
it doesn't work. It does not work. I think this year, whatever it is in the air.
But then having said that, so I had a nightmare Friday night. And then a nightmare Saturday. Saturday, I think I had to just, like, the only way I could combat it was go to sleep in the afternoon. That was my way of beating it. And then Sunday, rocking and rolling. So again, I think it was just the initial bomb. And then I'm as if I haven't got hay fever. I'm back to normal.
Interesting.
So that's an absolute mad one. But it's crazy.
It's been crazy. So if you're suffering, we're with you. We get it. All right. That's what I'm saying.
Speaking of bomb, can I just mention the flipping thunderstorm we just had this afternoon? Did anyone see it?
I missed it all. I don't even know.
I'm telling you now, in the 12 years that I've lived in this house where we are in South London, that's the most I've ever seen it rain within like a half an hour window.
You're right. And I tell you, because I could feel it coming. Firstly, they were saying on the rain, thunderstorms expected this afternoon. I was like, no, I'm not here, mate. It's hot, it's sunny, it's all good.
Yeah.
Then it went a bit grey.
Yep.
Then I heard the thunder rumbling. And obviously, think everything, by the way, my garden's a mess because the kids take all the toys out and they just leave water guns on the floor. So from the weekend, it's just been trashed.
It's just there.
So I'm thinking, oh, and there's a few chairs, a few cushions, a few bean bags still out there. Yeah.
Oh, the cushion is wet.
No, no, I brought it all in. I brought it all in.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh, because I heard the thunder.
The swing and cushion, then, well, because I was at work, so bro, it just
the gutters were overflowing.
Same.
So that's when you know, you think, okay, my gutters are fine. But I'm like,
yeah. It's
obviously, it was an intense amount of rain.
It was ridiculous. Mate, my street turned into a river, and that river water sort of burst its banks, went over the pavement, and went down into my driveway, and then went into my garage was flooded. I was there mopping it up about an hour ago.
Wow. Yeah, no, they had to shut down Watford Junction train station. This is why I couldn't get home, because basically trains were like, it was just like water, like you said, was just passing through. It is like this. We are getting closer to the apocalyptic end of this country, it feels like. The seriousness of all of these things is just getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it was so hot. And then people have been collapsing over the weekend because the heat has been getting to people.
I've been seeing all the videos for that, because it's all those beef eaters, you know, the ones who protect the crown jewels, the one who work at the
big doppy,
the big black hat.
Yeah, they're not beef eaters.
No,
I mean, there's more chance of them being doody eaters than beef eaters, but they're not
milk eaters.
What are they?
Doody eaters.
They're not beef ones. The beef eaters.
Are you rejecting it because it's beef? And I'm not trying to question your Hindu values here. Nobody eats beef. They're just called beef eaters.
When you're around kids, you've got to refer to them as tabla eaters.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Beef eaters are there. They're not beef eaters, boys and girls. Let me tell you about that. The beef eaters have got the different uniform. They've got like, they're the ones who wear the slightly flat sort of like a flan, a hat and the red clothing.
Right. Okay.
I don't know what the big doppy wallet are with the fur on it. I don't know what they're called, but they're the different cards. Guards. Okay. They're the ones you're talking about.
Right. I think you're right. I think there's a flat cap top doppy one. Well, I just thought they were all beef eaters. I think they have vegan ones.
Yeah, no, these are just regular soldiers, isn't it? That like play the odd trumpet or something like that, isn't it?
Well, this is it. This is the video that I saw. Firstly, so it's a load of these not beef eaters stood in like what looks like just a car park, and they all got their big trombone trumpet.
Car park. It's the parade for the king.
The parade.
Yeah, but ultimately
they're standing in Tesco's on a Saturday, are they?
Yeah. Well, I've got the correct word. The King's Guards, they're known as.
There you go.
There you go. Right. That's, you know what? That's a crap correct term.
I was let down by that. I thought, is that it?
For the king. What should we call him? King's Guards. Can we not call them the beef eaters? No. Ken's going to get upset.
Exactly.
Just call them the King's Guards. Okay. Can we call them the Burger King Guards? No, beef whatsoever. Anyway.
Ronald would get offended.
Yeah. The shot that I saw, there's a group of about 15 of them, all regimented, all stood there with their instruments, all playing away in the sunshine, in the heat. And then one of them just drops to the floor. The others carry on playing.
Can I just say, he was on the floor for so long and he wasn't even moving. And the first aid Kedge inside me was going, can someone just please go and check him and at least put him into the recovery position?
Now, the other thing is, trombones and brass instruments sound funny. So the tune that they're playing is like, and this bunda's on the floor. And then all these men and women start coming running out with a stretcher to kind of rescue him. And look, can I just call it what it is? They're all a bit jotumotu, right? So they're not like an elite running force. So they look like they're kind of waddling along.
It was like, you know, like in a football game where you've got like the different size sort of first aiders.
Oh, have you?
So you know, like when they bring the stretcher on a football game, they're not the actual physio. So then you've got, like you said, the chotumutu type of, you know, different types of, you know, men, women, older, younger. And you know, it's just four of them trying to hold this footballer up.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And then, by the way, they come running out. But also the guys around this guy on the floor are all carrying on playing the trombone and the brass instruments.
Yeah.
But then he obviously wakes up a little bit, gets up and tries to join back in again. Like, and then one bandar's putting his hand on him, kind of going, look, leave it, bro. You've just fainted. And he's like, no, I'm good. I'll carry on.
Okay. But can I just say, no one moved when he'd collapsed, but they all started moving when he was back up on his feet.
Honestly, when I watched it, as much as it was funny, it was a bit sad, wasn't it? And I was just like,
I was a little bit disturbed by it because seeing moments like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like protocol needs to be you know sort of like abandoned. Adjusted. Yeah, exactly. Let's not. Someone just collapsed.
Unless it's like, let's say it was you, Kedge, right? I'm like, oh, Kedge, he's flipping fainted again. Don't worry, he'll be all right. He'll be up.
He's a first aider. He'll first aid himself back up onto his feet.
Look at that. While he's lying on the floor, he's trying to put his high-vis jacket on. Yeah. There's no fire.
To be fair, as you said, those people that come out to collect these people, they just bang them on the stretcher and take them. Like, there's no like, oh, you're up, mate. Or that's it. Put you on the stretcher. Let's run off with you.
Talking of which, I forgot to tell you.
Yeah.
I forgot to absolutely completely tell you. Episode 1 of Kedge's First Aid journal is here.
Oh. Did you have to administer some of your skills?
There was a calling. The first one.
At work?
At work.
Oh, was it mouth to mouth?
No. We got the WhatsApp.
Did you put anything in their mouth?
We got, no.
Your mouth?
We got the call on the WhatsApp group. First aider needed on level 14.
Oh. So
does that come out of a tannoy? Is it like a...
No. Just on WhatsApp. It's all because it's, you know, you've got to do it subtly. You don't want to worry everybody. So I got the first. So I was like, oh, here we go. Into action. Right?
Yeah.
So I just went for it. So I was in a meeting.
Hold on. Listen to that. We don't worry, everyone. Kedge gets a text. Here we go, people. Here we go.
Do you know what? It's funny that because whenever we message him, he don't get back to us till about 2-3 hours later. I'm not bro.
But this is like his, you know, banana man moment. He's like, oh.
So I was in a meeting. I was a little standing meeting. I went, sorry, guys. I've got to go. So I ran. Went down to the 14th floor.
I can't tell you why.
Lift took ages. Went down to the 14th floor. Couldn't get into the floor because my badge was not working.
You don't have access to that person.
They were supposed to give me access to all areas and they haven't done it yet. So I'm just waiting like a lulu for someone to open the door and I'm waving around going, there's someone probably dying in there. Get me in there. Anyway, finally, there was a cleaner who went in. So I followed in. By then, there were 3 first aiders all there already. It was just a lady who had cut her finger and it was just bleeding. So we just had to basically sit her down, raise her finger up in the air. And she was feeling a bit faint.
So I was into a bungalow position, right?
No. It's funny you did that. It's funny that because basically, by the time I got there, there was already a woman attending her. There were 2 women just helping. And I got there and I just went, I'm here, guys. Is there anything to be done? And they were like, we're okay for now, thanks. So literally, I just stood there like this, like a goalkeeper, just guarding the area, and I felt like such a lulu.
Do you know I think someone was probably watching on the CCTV on the 14th floor, looking at him, be like, "Oh, it's him. Let's just lock the door. We ain't giving him any access, mate. Yeah,
we'll come.
I don't want him to have the same thing."
I would love to be there in that debrief when they go, right, how did that go? Could it have gone better? What happened? Oh, Sandra, I was on the 10th floor. I made it up 4 floors, no problem. Okay, great. Yeah. Michelle, where'd you come from? Oh, I came from the 2nd floor, no problem. Kid, I got ages. Then I got stuck. I had to follow in a cleaner, and by that time, you guys had it covered. It was like...
I was literally doing a sort of bung run move around the side just to protect everyone from the area. I thought, God, Kid.
And you know what?
No, it was quite a deep cut. The lady started feeling a bit faint. Shouldn't joke. But I'll tell you what, in all of this classic, I forgot to wear the high-vis jacket.
There you go. Do you have to wear the high-vis for health and safety?
When I'm called out, yeah.
For the fire warden stuff?
What does it have written on the back? Like,
first aider. No, first aider. It's got first aid on the back. Yes, I have to wear that so that people... Maybe that's why, you know, no one opened the door for me because they thought it was this Indian fella. We don't have any Asians on this floor.
And where is this vest of yours? Do you keep it with you?
I have to keep my locker and then it has to go out on display on my chair when I'm working.
Oh, so every day?
Yeah, every day. It's the first thing I pull out. It's the first thing that comes out onto my chair. And then everything else comes out, the laptop and the mouse and the keyboard. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say that. Yeah, everything. Because it's quite warm in the offices.
Nothing else comes out, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, that is the Chronicles. But I will keep you updated as and when the first AD Chronicles are updated. But the other thing, go on.
I was going to just say, you didn't know anything about the first aid action going on. You were a bit late to the party. I'm talking about being late to the party. I feel like this weekend, because of the weather, I've been late to all the weekend parties, meaning I haven't really known what's going on. So it was a heat wave. We had people coming over. And I was doing some shopping for some bits and bots in Tesco, actually. And I hear on the report, on the tannoy thing, is there a first aid there? Can they come? No, there isn't. They said, oh, the advert was kind of going, are you ready for the match? Get your beers in now, you know, like whatever the program.
That's good advertising, that is. Right?
Yeah, that is good, yeah.
As I'm going around, I'm going, why are they playing that?
There's what match? West Ham won.
No idea. No idea that it was a Champions League final at all until I get home and I Google what matches are on today, football.
Oh,
and it came up Man City, Inter. I was like, oh. And then you're like, bonus. I'm at home. I'm chilling. We're cooking. We're barbecuing. And now the game's on. Brilliant. Double whammy. And then I woke up today, Monday, and I see all the things on my phone about Soccer Aid, which I normally love watching because it's a big...
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, man. I didn't know anything about Soccer Aid. And then secondly, I see all the things about the summertime ball. I'm like, oh, man. Anything about the summertime ball. So,
you missed everything then this weekend. There's three big things that's happened. Yeah. And to be fair, the cricket was on this weekend.
We won't
talk about the result, but...
Less we talk, the better about that.
But it's like as if everything was happening this weekend. What were you doing? What hole were you in?
I think where it was hot all day Saturday and I was, you know, with the kids. Oh, so I fitted my basketball hoop into my garden as well.
Nice.
Okay. I got my hoop up. So we were all playing basketball outside. We're all chilling. We're barbecuing. So yeah, it was that. And then on Sunday night, that's a whole other thing. Trying to get to Cardiff for a comedy night. I did a Cardiff night last night.
Did you have to drive more people there?
No. Well, yeah, kind of. I was getting ready to drive because there was no trains. You cannot get a train to Cardiff. So in that situation, by the way, what they would normally do is just have to cancel gigs. Like, look at that. Look how broke this country is, that when the trains don't run, when they're all striking, gigs get cancelled. That means, you know, 250 people's money all goes back to them. But we don't, because we're this team. We go, we'll find a way. So I got a train to Bristol, promoter picked me up.
Where there's a desi, there's a way.
Yeah?
Where there's a desi, there's a way.
Yep, exactly. And we drove to, so he picked me up from Bristol, then drove to Cardiff, then had to get a lift back with someone else to Harrow. From Harrow, I was tempted to come and knock at your door, Kedge, and go, right, I'm staying over. But I just got the Uber home because it was 2 o'clock in the morning. So it was just like, it's just trains, planes, and comedy shows. Just nightmare trying to get to places. But that's why I missed all the action this weekend.
Oh, you missed it all. Well, I was in the thick of it. I was in the thick of it. So this weekend, it was a mad one. So firstly, Friday night, it was a bit of a crazy one because I was out with the school friends. Just for a quick munch, you know, as you do, quick shisha. And
like your old school mates, yeah?
Old school mates, yeah, that, you know, the ones since the age of 11. So yeah, we were just chatting. We were just chatting about, like, we were reminiscing actually about how we ended up going to the Fugees concert and then when we were in the Michael Jackson concert. It was just a nice catch up. And then during that, I got a phone call, which I was really shocked about. And it was from a mate that I haven't seen in years. It's one of those mates, you know, like uni time, but you kind of, like, you know, but you, life happens and you don't really chat.
While you were out?
While I was out. But I took it because I got a little bit nervous. Because, you know, when you see that, someone that who hasn't called in ages, maybe it's an emergency, all of that.
Yeah.
And you know what it was? He was just pissed out of his face after the cricket. And I love him. And I love him for that because why did he think of me? You know what I mean? Like, I tell you why,
because he knows that you're always at the cricket, so he probably thought this Lulu's here somewhere. Let me call him.
Exactly. So he was like, "Kedge, you're cricket," and I just haven't had. And I thought, God, it just made me feel so young because I thought I haven't had a drunk call in ages. You know, where to them they think they're making so much sense.
Yeah.
They're just, you know, we got me, Kedge. You got me. You're so lazy, Kedge, and all of this kind of stuff. And I'm just like. I loved it.
Didn't sound drunk. Sounds very logical. Good.
I loved it, but then I just thought, okay, but I'm out with my friends, you know, and I don't like to answer a phone call when you're out with your friends or having a meal because it's not very nice, and you know, you want to be polite and all of that. But it was just like, it just took me back to university days because I've just not had a drunken call from anybody, and I do miss them. I do miss them.
I'm now trying to remember back to those kind of. I think what would happen was you'd get in from your night out.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. And then your mate, who you haven't seen since 11 at PM,
yeah,
you know, that night. Because he just got licked and like, where is he? Oh, he's around somewhere. And that's a different thing about lads. Yeah. If I'm honest, that's, you didn't get that with girls in clubs back in the day. Like if we were doing a group of lads and one of them goes missing, you're like, all right, he's fine.
You don't worry.
I'm pretty sure wherever he is, he's all right. And if he's not, we'll find out about it tomorrow. So, but then you do that. You'd get back and go, oh, like, where did Kedge go? I'm going to go, oh, he was chatting to that girl about 11:30, 12. Maybe he copped off, right? Whatever. Or maybe he's gone off there. And then you'd kind of ring him and go, hey, Kedge, where are you? And he'd be like, oh, I fell asleep in the kebab shop.
Just woke up, brother. I had wicked chips, mate. Yeah, garlic sauce and everything.
Or like you get that call from someone who goes, have you ever got a phone call from someone who's fallen asleep in the club and they're in the toilets? They go, bruv, there's no one here. I got that call. And then they've just fallen asleep in the club. It was one of our housemates. It was a girl, actually. She goes, I don't know where everybody is. And luckily we knew the club manager. They're like, you've got a customer in the toilets. Get her up and get her out.
Let him out.
So you have this Larry chat, but you're not drunk.
No,
are you?
So no, I'm not drunk. So it's, again, it's really weird, isn't it? And you've got to try and entertain it and then calm the situation down and sort of end the call. And I'm guessing Satch is, I bet you no one drunk has ever rang Satch.
No. To be fair, I think people have, but if you know me, I probably know, like, I know I'm sober, so I know you're
Satch
drunk.
Is putting the phone down. Satch is putting the phone down.
I'm picking the phone up, let alone putting the phone down.
I would love to ring Satch when I'm drunk. And I've been close a couple of times.
There's no need for you to ring me when you're, I've been out
with
you.
But I think
drunk.
What it does is it shows that you're declaring undying love, because you only ring select people when you're drunk, don't you think?
I don't want
Come
your
on,
love.
Tom, you know that's true.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You only ring select people when you're drunk.
I would ring my sister once or twice. I rang my mum and dad because, actually, believe it or not, when you have a few, you think, you know what, let me just ring them. And then, as you're chatting, and I was at university, so I'm 18, so I'm still new to the drinking thing. Then
you rang your parents when you were drunk. That's wild.
Because generally you kind of like,
he was
feeling, like,
he was feeling scenty.
Yeah, scenty. And you just ring, and then you start, as you're chatting, you're going, oh, I'm coming across so drunk, like I've got to, sure they rumble it, because you know, you're speaking to your kid at 9:30, 10. He's like, what's going on, mum? Mum, what are you doing, mum? What are you making?
That is annoying. That is annoying.
Right. And I know it's annoying for you, but here's what I'm saying. The pressure, though, Kedge, for you, and my mum was also good at it, is to not then kill the buzz.
Fully. And he was on a buzz. He was buzzing. And I wanted to keep the Friday buzz going, even though I was blowing my nose every 3 seconds in this bar, because the hay fever had absolutely slammed me.
What?
Blowing my nose. And then, so anyway, so I got him off the phone. And I thought, oh, sorry about that, guys. Just a quick. And then all of a sudden, I've got, and this was quite funny, actually, H. Dami calling me on WhatsApp. H. Dami, the Bhangra singer, dancer, groover.
What's he? Why is he ringing you? Why is H. Dami?
This is obviously a pocket doll. This is a straight up bum doll. Because why would he ring me out of all the people? So I just swiped it and I'm putting it, and I went, because obviously I'm in a bar as well, so it's a bit difficult to hear him chat. I'm going, all right, H, how's it going? And I thought, you're right, everything good? And it took me about 4 minutes for me to understand him. And he went, stop putting it next to your ear. I'm FaceTiming you.
You won. Which one of you was drunk? Him or you?
Do you know what I mean? So then I pull it away and I go, oh my God, it's H. Dami. Like that, right? And a few people were near me going, they all started looking over, what's going on here? So he goes, all right, Kedge, you know, in his usual sort of star and everything like that. I said, yeah, how's it going? He goes, nah, bro. He goes, I thought you'd be at the cricket. So as you said, everyone thinks Kedge is the cricket. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not even they think you're that guy that paints India all over him with no hair. Yeah. They think that's you.
Now you've given away my disguise, Satch. I was on telly quite a few times this weekend.
They thought because of your build, you'll be one of the stumps from the cricket.
I could be that guy who gets painted. Yeah. We've got the same figure.
You could be.
I just haven't got a moustache. But the thing was, so if I...
Kedge, by the way, he's kind of got the monopoly on the painting of the body.
No, he hasn't. There's many now.
No, but he does Sachin. There's another guy who does Dhoni.
He's one of the pioneers of paint.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'll be the one who just does like Rohit Sharma. No one's going to do him. And it'll be the ironic sort of Rohit Sharma, the real one, and then the Rohit Sharma who's a little bit athletic and fit and how he should be. So like me, so that he actually scores some runs. But let's
Are you saying Rohit Sharma's not fit? You're out of order.
Hey, he's about as fit as I don't know. Let's not even go there.
the Pepsi, Rohit Sharma, sexy. He's a sexy man.
Rohit Sharma, let's not start it.
So, he thought you were at the cricket. Then what happened?
So he goes, no. So I said, no, I'm not there and everything. He was pretty cool. H, you know, he's always in a good form. And he goes, and then he goes, because so obviously I'm struggling to hear him properly. He goes, oh, Kedge, there's some guys here who want to see you. I was like, who's that going to be? Do you know what I mean? Who's it going to be? Yeah. And so he put the phone on, and there were some lads there, and I just waved them, like, "All right, lads, how's it going? You know, Kedge was getting just trying to keep the buzz." And then H goes, "Anyway, Kedge, I'm just, there's some guys here, Brownload fans." I'm like, "What universe am I in here?" H is calling me.
Yeah,
because he's seen with some Brownload fan. What a weird. Honestly, I thought the pollen had got to me, and I was drunk already. And I
You might have been. I wasn't even drinking.
That's. But hold on, I'd love to be there when that conversation comes about with H Dummy. Some person. So people have obviously come up to him and go, "Hey, it's H Dummy. Oh, you right? How's it going?"
Yeah.
And then they must have said, "Oh, we heard you on the Brownload," and he was going, "Oh yeah, you know the Brownload boys are my boys." And Kedge, H is like a big fan, a big supporter, I should say, of us and what we're doing. He's been on the podcast. He always bigs it up. He goes, "It's great what you're doing. So he loves what we do.
Mutual supportings.
Yeah, and we love him, right? And so I think he's probably gone, and he's had a moment where he's gone, "I know the guy."
Do you reckon he did? Yeah, no, but also, why would he ring me? He knows you two very well as well.
Because we have lives, and on Saturday night...
yeah, that's true.
We DJ, and I'll be at a gig.
He wouldn't have rang me on a Saturday night.
Maybe H goes, "I've got all three. Which one do you want to speak to, lads?" And they went,
"Yeah,
Kedge."
No, you're right. You are the lads' number one choice, as we all know.
The real moment that H Darby called me because he had fans of the Brownlow. I mean, I could have got literally the whole club that I was there with, and I got, "Look who it is, H Darby." They would have gone wild.
Yeah. Yeah, but, well, that's nice. A big up, H. Thank you.
Very quick side note about the cricket, just generally from this weekend. I knew about maybe 5 to 6 close people that went to it this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
They said the BO was off the Richter scale for the games this week.
I don't. I mean,
because of the weather,
where, like, the hallway was, you know, where the drinks are and all the bungalows.
Because of the weather, they said. It is never stunk that bad at a game.
And
do you know what? It just hit me. That waft hit me in the face.
You're talking now. I can feel it just on the end.
It was in my nose. I can feel it.
No, but you know what? With that smell, it goes to you from your nose and then it sits on your throat. It will go in and it lines you. It lines your throat.
It's that beer smell. And also this morning on the train, it's that damp Capre smell.
Oh,
and the lad in front of me, and we were packed like sardines, and the guy in front of me had that smell. Honestly, I'm standing there with my, I'm holding my nose. I'm doing my deep breathing. I'm not breathing. I'm holding my breath like for minutes on end, and I'm like, why are people rolling like this in this? Guys, come on, dry your clothes properly. It's so hot out there. Why is your clothes not dry? Why are they smelling? Sort that out. Get a tumble dryer. Hook it up.
And to be fair, after I heard that from all the people that I know that went to cricket, I was like, do you know what? I'm kind of glad that I didn't go because I think I'd have left earlier. I wouldn't have been able to handle it.
Yeah, especially because you don't realise the stink if the cricket is going well. Yeah. But
maybe you just need to be off your trolley as well to kind of... Just
no. Whether you're trolley or no trolley, mate, the smell is consistent on the trolley. Don't worry about that.
That's one sense that's still there. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That works. But I tell you where there weren't any beer, and you mentioned it, that it was the Capital Summertime Ball. People were thinking that I was being a bit of a traitor, having worked for Virgin Radio while I was binging them up so much on my Insta stories. But, you know, it's not about that. It's about celebrating everything. Yeah. Well, you never know. No, but actually, I was there at the Sumtime Ball, and it was brilliant. And you know what? And Satch looked at one of my stories, and he went, the production. And from not a lot of video footage, Satch went, this production looks next level.
Yeah, like the set production of how they do the show and all that.
Yeah.
Well, just for anyone who doesn't know, listening around the world, they have like 19, 20, 20 odd artists, right?
Yeah.
Top A-list artists.
Yeah.
Captain FM. And it's over 8 hours.
Yeah, 2 o'clock till 10.
That's a long time.
Mate, bro. I love it. I love it. Because then you know who the marathon runners are.
Reel off some of the names that you saw. The biggies.
The biggies.
Calvin Harris.
Calvin Harris was right at the end.
Yeah.
And then it started off with Tom Grennan. We had some DJ Sigala. You had Joel Corey. You had my favorite DJ, who I didn't know was my favorite until he did a set. And that was Jax Jones.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, he is good, yeah.
Satch, this DJ, he's sick. He's from the UK, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My God, because he doesn't look like he's a British lad. But
he's a British lad.
But
why is he
looking high? No, I don't know. He just looked like his vibe was one just, of a European DJ. Yeah.
Just a quick mention on Joel Corry and who was the other fella? Tom Grennan. So yeah. They did Summertime Ball. Then they played that the soccer raid thing in the evening. Can you believe
that? Yeah, I was thinking about that. I was like, this guy's got to hurry up.
Yeah, and Tom Grennan performed that soccer raid in the halftime show thing.
Yeah.
So he did Wembley.
Yeah.
Must have gotten a helicopter, went to Manchester. Played half the game, then performed in half time.
Exactly. So, right. Yeah, and then let me run for a few of the others. Noel Horan, he was there. Noel Horan, not my kind of thing. He was for a lot of girls, but he's a little bit sort of mellow, yellow, mellow kind of music. Zara Larsson was there. Ellie Goulding. Can I tell you, Ellie Goulding, performance, stage presence, and just so
she's
down
awesome.
To earth. Do you know what I mean? And then we had, there's a new artist that I'm not a big fan. I'm not that fan. I am a fan now, but I've never heard of her. Ray. Satch, you know about Ray?
Yeah.
British artist, only 3 years in the making. She was watching the Summertime Ball 3 years ago, and now she's on the stage performing. Wicked vocals. Loved her. And then you had, you know who else was really good? That, who's that fella? I've forgotten his name now. David, is it not David? Adam.
Sandler.
No, Adam and Eve. He does all the makeup on his makeup on the on his eyelid.
Adam Woodyatt, who plays
Ian Bill.
No. It was and he's related to Queen. He's related to Queen and he sang with the Queen band and stuff like that as well. And I'm gonna think of his name, Adam Lambert. And my God, what
he's
a
awesome.
Voice.
He's
yeah,
he's
yeah, ballad singer.
Voice.
Yeah,
he tall?
Yeah. Huh?
Is he tall?
No, he's quite short, actually.
No, he's tall. He's tall.
Is that Adam Lumber? Lambert?
Lambert. Just Lambert. Give me Lambert.
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 Lambert. Oh, okay, Lambert. Fine.
And then the surprise, which absolutely drove Wembley crazy.
Go on.
Kylie Minogue.
Oh, I love it. Did she do Badam Badam?
Yeah. You just stolen my thunder there. Because basically.
Mate. As soon as I saw that song, I was like, ba-dum, ba-dum. I was like,
well, no, because it's right. It's so she goes, guys, everyone's got to learn the words. And they flashed up on the screen and they spelt it B-A-D-A-M. And I'm like, well,
that's a song. No, the song's spelt with a P. They're her song. That's what I thought. Because then it sounds like ba-da-arm.
Like, oh, no. So this was, it just, it looked like ba-dum.
You done what in your own?
I did a little bud. But then she did la, la, la. And, 80,000. Wembley Stadium. My God, it was brilliant.
Hang on. What song did she do? La la la.
La 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 la. La la la.
That's not that. Can I just say that's not the name of the song?
No, my spin you out of my head and all of that one. Whatever it's called.
My spin you out of my head.
That's not even called.
Can't get you out of my head. Can't get you out of my head.
This is so kedge. He just doesn't know any titles of it.
Right then, I had some big. Well, then I. Big
Kylie, you know, you should do the spin you out of the head. I love it when you do that, girl. Can you imagine me in a... wonderful.
You know what? Honestly.
She was wicked.
Let's not forget, she did a Bollywood song. She did that Blue song back in the day.
She didn't perform that.
Someone then emailed me, messaged me to say, Kej, you were cussing Neha Kakkar for singing Balenciaga, but what's Kylie doing? Just singing a la 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 la. And I was like, it's not the same.
It's not the same. There's a big difference.
And I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there.
Can't get you out of my mind. And Balenciaga, big difference.
I know.
I think it's probably out of my head, Satch. I hate to correct you.
Same thing.
Yeah. But it's but she. What I think is amazing is that her age now. What she must be late 50s.
50, yeah.
Right.
Must be odd 50.
Straight in at number one. Still a pop icon. Can still rock Summertime Ball. Even though really she should have been playing it 25, 30 years ago, and she could have played it 25, 30 years ago. She was a star then. That's amazing staying power.
But and this. You've brought me nicely into my big sort of general kind of outcome of this event, what I wanted to say. And that is exactly, you've started it there, like 55 years old. She's come on and she's rocked it. And I'm going to say it, she rocked it harder than a lot of the other acts who are not seasoned campaigners, performers, know the kind of set you've got to do. And I know we all talk about that because, again, that's very key. You know, we all take pride in that. You know, we like looking into people's sets, what they're doing. Are you thinking about the crowd and all of that?
The show. And what's the craft that's gone into it?
Exactly. The craft. And again, I'm going to say something else as well. The American singers made it into a performance. So like Coi Leray, who's only really got one song, right? The Players.
Yeah.
And she just did different versions of it. The Busta Rhymes version, she did a sped up version of it. She did a, like a proper wicked mix to it. But she had the performance, the dancing. She did the split. It was a show. Even though you're there for 5 minutes, you've got to bring the show to people. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And I just think, guys, and this is where I knew you'd love it, is why are we still struggling to bring the show? There, we don't know as this is how to bring the show for the public. And again, I was looking at... Like, I'm like, I was sitting there and I had a real deep thought. And I thought, I want to make a show like this for Desis. Firstly, do you think, and I know Satch is going to say no, can we do 80,000 Desis in Wembley Stadium?
No.
What?
Yeah, there's 80,000 that live in Wembley, easily. There's probably about 800,000 that live in Wembley. No, but
you know, like, why can't we? Why can't Desis put on as a collective? Like, we've got to come together and go... We can do this, but what's the show? And then I thought, well, so who would you put in the lineup? And actually, we start struggling.
Kedge,
because we have...
Kedge, just stop. This is a no entry cul-de-sac. Just reverse out of it.
But it made me really sad that we have got so much and yet we've got nothing.
We've got nothing. That's not true. Hold a minute. Rewind back. As you always... Okay, this is... I can't believe I'm even... He's lured me in, right?
I think he has.
The problem I've got, let me talk about this conversation before I talk about this conversation, the actual in bone.
Okay, good.
This conversation, Kedge and I and Satch have been having for 10 years.
Well, we have.
I haven't even known you 10 years, but I feel like we've been having it since day one. Moni Kedge came into my life, right? Went, well, you know, the artists over here are rubbish. They don't know. India's where
it's... No, I'm not saying that they're rubbish. I'm not saying that they're rubbish or anything like that. And I'm not talking about just artists. I'm just talking about the whole infrastructure as well. Like the stage, like Sad said, the production, the screens, the speakers. I mean, I get it. There's a lot of money. But we have very rich Asian people. Like, what are these people doing hoarding this money? Let's spend it. Let's put on events, which really I want to give to the people. And I've always wanted to give. And
they
just
don't want it, Kedge.
They don't want it. Exactly. No.
If the thing is, they don't know what they want. You've got to give them an opportunity.
They don't want it. Any artist you're going to put on the lineup, they're going to have their family come down with a guest list for 100. They want to get in for free.
Yeah.
That's it. That's just that word.
We're not doing that.
Yeah. No. Well, okay, you're right. I do sometimes think, you know, where is the Indian Glastonbury? Where is the Indian, like say, Summertime Ball or even anything? And have it really slick, have it superbly run and all that.
But I think that's because, you know what it is? I'm not going to say that because that's maybe, that might be. Well, no, so I've.
You're free to say what you want, Kedge. It's an opinion.
No. I've spoken, I'm speaking, I have spoken to a big organizer, mainstream organizer, just to understand. And I've seen him put events on at Wembley Arena Stadium and all of that. And I'm just trying to understand what goes into it and all of that. And well, I think the problem we've got, Tommy, is we just haven't got the infrastructure at that level to make an event because we've never done it, have we? So if you've never done it, then you're not going to have the people in the know.
Well, hold on. I disagree. So I've hosted, as you know, concerts of Rahat, of Gurdas Mann, even like, let's say the guys that did the Rewind tour, Kumar Sanu, Alka Yagnik, and the...
Yeah, fine.
Tell you why I'm picking that one. Because I think out of all of the concerts I've done, the sound, they got the sound of the songs absolutely bang on. It was like, there was a live band, but it was like...
You're talking about the performance here.
Performance, but also the sound, the engineering, you know, how it all looks. And the guys at E3 UK, the guys that do the shows, the Bhangra shows and all that, their lighting and their sound production is amazing. It's beautiful.
No, but it's not on this level, Tommy.
You didn't see this. And this is what I'm trying to say. And I just, you know what it is? I don't think we dream big enough. Honestly, I don't think we dream big enough. And I don't, because we've got many a radio station in this country, many a businessman. Everyone's got to, you know, wash some money somewhere. And I just think...
So now he's turned it into an illegal...
There you go. There lies the problem.
That's the problem. He just said it. Kedge's business proposal to
the business people out there is to go, guys, let me help launder your money. Let me help.
No, that was just a...
All right, Ozark.
No. Yeah, honestly, but there's many a person, I bet you, in an Ozark situation. But what I'm trying to say is I just don't think we dream big enough. And also, like I said, I thought, what's the lineup? And also, because our people have never performed at such events, they don't know what they need to bring to the stage as well. And why is it like the graphics? Like, what I'm trying to say is the graphic. Every artist had wicked graphics that looked on that screen, you know. And it just like, and I'm just looking at all of that, and I just thought, oh, like, but who would I like? Because I think the problem we've got is our heavyweight singers are all budde now, right? 50, 60 plus. So they ain't going to give you a dance routine, although Kylie Minogue did. Right, you come on, Sano ain't gonna bust on no moves.
I think, Tommy, this do you know why he's got into this? It's because you give him so much freedom about this garage banger rave, he's now taking it up another level and he's thinking, I can put on a concert at Wembley. Next time he talks about it, just shut him down because I can't be bothered to listen to this.
Mind you, can I say on that note, you just reminded me, I saw something come up on my social media. They were doing Astonbury, which is like a Glastonbury in Aston, Birmingham, mainly geez. Asian crowd. Asian, I'm just saying. So we got Astonbury.
Why are you cussing this, Ed?
To start with, he's picked someone else's name. Like, I mean, come on, be original. There's a big flaw there for me.
Yeah. So what was this? Go on. How close was it to my dream list?
Well, I'm just saying that there are people out there bubbling, but maybe those people who put on Astonbury can then take it up a notch and go, okay, we're going to take Astonbury on tour. We're going to go and do it live from Delhi, Mumbai.
Like have Goodsworth or something.
Right, like Nebworth.
Goodsworth.
Yeah. And just
it's more likely there's going to be a shop on the high street called Goodsworth.
Goodsworth. Is basically Navaratri. So let's just leave that. They have their 9 days. Leave them to it.
Right.
That's it. We ain't having
they should do like a 9-day festival. They're like a rave festival.
The Indian, the proud Desi in me.
Do you know what though, Kedge? I was a bit sad when you just reeled off the people of who you saw at Summertime Bill, because I went in 2012.
Yeah.
Shall I tell you some of the people that I saw at it?
Go on.
Tommy, you're going to love this.
11 years ago. Go on.
Usher. Justin Bieber, Coldplay, Kate Perry, Ed Sheeran, Dizzy Rascal, Pitbull.
Wow, that's a lineup.
Flow Rider.
That's a very
good. They were just some of the biggies.
Yeah, no, but again, Satch, again,
super concert.
That was an era at that time, and I think the new era of art is like again. I'm not cussing, but I like because I like RD's music, right? But he's 20. He's he's a very young kid. And he's come out and he does his kind of tunes, which I'll be honest with you, you're either into his music or you're not into his music. And a lot of people weren't into his music. So little people got fed up. And
again, what's his name?
RD.
Bandu.
RD Sandu.
RD.
It's like his name is A-R-R-D-E-E. RD. So like he's that you must have heard it. He's done that. I'll bring you a flower. And then he kind of does his like rapping over.
Yeah, no, we know he is. Tommy probably doesn't, but yeah, no, he's
But so what I'm trying to say is he just came on and he just did his stuff and he was just very happy to be there and I loved it because you know he's only 20 years old and fair play to him. You know, he's smashing it. He goes, oh, who would have thought 3 years ago I was gonna be, you know, with my tunes, silly little tunes, I'm now here on Wembley Stadium performing. And I love that for him. But you know, again, a lot of people didn't know who he was, and it is the old timers or people who've been around the block a little bit and knew how to bring that performance game on. But anyway, we can move on. It's finished.
Here's the other thing. I was going to quickly say on that note. This is mainstream pop on a global level. You got global artists that could sell out arenas.
But we can be global is what I'm saying.
Hold on a minute. Calm down,
kid.
He's flying the India flag. I'm flying. Yeah, but the thing is, he wants
he's
to fly
like,
the flag.
He's turned like the Gandhi of the events, Asian right. events
but
then, industry.
But he's the Gandhi that's turning on his own people as well. He's going, well, I could save you, but you lot are crap. So I'm not going to save you.
No. I don't have the power. I don't have any money to do.
You don't have the power.
Can I tell you something? You're in the media business. You're in the events business. You speak to mainstream broadcasters. You work for a mainstream broadcaster, Virgin Radio. Virgin have got 50 million stations. Virgin 80s, Virgin 90s, Virgin early 80s, Virgin late 80s, Virgin Chris Evans early breakfast, Virgin Chris Evans late breakfast. They got all these stations, right, going. And you can't get a Desi station.
If anybody
could, it would be you. And now you're going, well,
you've taken it there. You've is taken it that I'm trying. I am trying. Like I said, I am. You think I'm not trying? I'm trying. But it's the problem we've got. Problem
I think you're failing then.
No, the problem we've got is
the problem he's got is cut price windows. Don't want to advertise on his radio station.
Cut price windows in that bag.
They don't like Kedge. They don't
basically,
like Kedge.
They wanted to use an English voiceover. And I was just couldn't get him to say cut ke. And it was just it didn't sound right in an English.
Himalayan accent. Carpets on Virgin Radio.
Behave, we don't want none of that. Please.
I think that could be a possibility. Virgin Bendu. That's it.
I'll call it Bendu. Call it Bendu Radio. Yeah.
Virgin Bendu.
I think it'll be sort of speaking about sort of being in the mainstream, there's something that you boys know about what happened, and it kind of we forgot about it last week because it happened a couple of weeks ago now, and I posted it up on my Instagram, and it was about how I was mentioned in a newspaper.
Yes, you were. It's actually made it into the Times.
I did
actually. And what? Hold on. What paper? What times is that? Gujarati Times? I'm genuine. I don't know. Is it like
Croydon Times?
What is it?
No, the Times, the actual Times, the national newspaper.
And again, English Times or the Times of India, Hindustan Times.
The Al-Khalij Times.
Yeah. Bruv, if you walk down to the end of your road and go to Tesco's and pick up the Times, I was in that.
The big Times. Proper one.
That so Times.
Because the article was on, wedding.
It was about a wedding that I DJed at.
I have to normally okay the stories as a part of my job for that. They didn't come to me to okay this story. So
and
how did it slip through?
They came to Kedge and Kedge went, all Indian weddings are rubbish. All Indian people are rubbish. All Indian DJ. I mean, okay, sorry, mate. And they went on and they spoke to Kedge. So hold on, this is really cool. And actually it was a nice mention. What was the article?
Yeah, no, it was about a wedding that I DJed at for this couple called Neil and RuPaul. And they just, the Times approached them to sort of talk
about something
to do
about James Bond or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was their theme was a James Bond theme. They had it at this
venue.
The Bond theme. The groom turned up in a helicopter and all of this kind of stuff. No. So
what did you go as?
What do you mean, what did I went as myself. What do you want me to go as?
You didn't go as Bond himself.
No, one it wasn't like, Bond. It wasn't like a themed dress-up party, was it, Kitch? What kind of wedding would that be?
You could have gone to Satchamanga.
Yeah.
I don't even know who that is.
Scalamanga.
One of the bad guys, Scalamanga.
So, yeah.
DJ Satchan is golden.
When myself and DJed at the wedding, and quite nicely, they mentioned me in the paper saying that I DJed at their wedding.
Yeah, but what did they say? They didn't go, and our DJ was Sachi. They must have said...
No, it's just like, got the party going and, that was it. Yeah,
Sachi was bringing the beats, the big Bollywood beats to the party.
No one speaks like that, but yeah. But it was a bit weird because, like, I went and picked up the paper that day and I was just like, oh, my name's in the Times.
That's nice, man.
Well played. Well played.
Have you ever made the national papers, Kedge?
Sorry,
I didn't realize. As I said that,
I did actually. When I was born, yeah. I was in the Harrow Observer because I was born on the 1st of January, and people who were born on the 1st of January were
illegal
in the
immigrants.
Yeah,
so yeah, illegal.
That as well. But I did actually make it because I was in an incubator because I was not well. So
I never knew that.
Not mentioned, but I was. I didn't make the photo.
But what did they mention you? Like, what for what reason?
It was apparently back in the day, if you were born on the 1st of January, it was like, oh, look at all these people who gave birth.
New Year's babies.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thing.
You still do that now?
It was back then. I don't know if it's back now. That's probably not.
Interesting. I never.
Probably not. That. But yeah. From one job, one newspaper article to another. I believe Satch's got something.
Yes, it's not an article, but it's basically a job post that I saw, and it made me laugh because I thought, all right, I'm not sure what I do in this situation. So this employer's put up a role online, and it's basically got a few bullet points. Oh, you got to have these skills, blah 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 blah.
Yeah,
right at the bottom of it, standard sort of job post. At the bottom of it had a bullet point in sort of like with asterisks. So, yeah. you've got to be aware of this.
NB, please note. Yeah.
Note that if you come into the office, you work from the office.
Yeah.
You've got to be fully vegan. You can't bring anything that's dairy. You can't bring any meat to the office.
Oh,
it's got to be fully vegan. And I thought.
That's discrimination.
As much as I, as much as I love that
that's
job,
actually looking after your health.
If it came down to it and that was my dream job and they said you had to be vegan, I think I wouldn't take the job.
No, you don't have to be vegan. You just have to not bring any animals into the building.
No, but it's not that. It's just like, for example, you go out and you grab a cheese sandwich, you can't bring it back into the building. What's that all about?
And cheese, bruv. How can you hate cheese?
How can you hate cheese?
No, but they want that vegan sandwich. Friendly environment. I mean, that's just the one way of looking at it, guys.
Oh, you know what?
It'll be smell free in there, though. It'll be beautiful.
It'll be broccoli bud central, bruv. Yeah, it'll be gobby baton bud.
Or a lot of people will be fasting, which is even better.
Well, I don't think you can do that. I don't think you can create work environments that are so specific. Like, you wouldn't say, right, it's meat only or alcohol only. You got a drink. You were like, no, just tell you what, mate.
Some places are like that.
Yeah. Just don't bring... Oh, my God, sorry. Can I quit? On the train again to Bristol, then I was getting picked up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it was Desi's again. And I smelt them before I saw them, not them, their food. They opened up their dabbar.
What was it?
It was like muli alu gobi all in one. It was like, no, but it was...
Love it.
I know this smell, but if you didn't know that smell, and you were... And I swear I heard a kid go, Mum, what is that? And Mum
just... What is that smell?
Because imagine, it's just a new smell. It doesn't smell like fish or meat.
But real talk, vegetarian Asian food is not offensive smells.
Bruv, yes, it is. Yeah, gobi... On the train, Bobby, stinks.
Mooly,
I don't think so. It's not as bad as an egg.
No, or tuna.
Exactly. So what I'm trying to say is that it's in terms of the offensive. What's the worst desi smell that you? I don't think desi smell.
I think it was at a cricket the other day. Yeah.
It was roast.
No, but desi food, I don't think is offensive smelling. I really don't.
No, it is. No, I tell you what, because you're just used to it, bro. Because you pass by the car all the time anyway. But when you, if particularly if you're on a carriage like that and you open a dabbar and that little napalm bomb just goes, comes out into the room, into the little carriage, it's so distinct. No.
For example, if you open like Tepla or Debra or whatever,
Debra is quite violating.
That metty smell that comes out. Disgusting, bro. Oh, yeah. That is great. You can't have. That's not acceptable.
Are you saying it that you find it disgusting?
I find it disgusting. So imagine what Robert in the third seat away from me thinks.
Yeah,
that and you're not coming to the monsoon in the park at Kedge when the Kedge FM. You're not coming.
I'm definitely not coming, mate.
Yeah, but can you imagine if you're I'm just going to be honest, right? You imagine you're just a regular Gora, right? White guy. Who goes, you know what? I just don't like curry. Like, I'm there. I don't like fish.
I've never met anyone who said that.
Okay.
No, I think people that exist.
Yes. You're aware there are 7 billion people on the planet and you haven't met them all, right? And a significant majority of them may be Western white people. And I'm just saying, people that may not have spices or funky smelling food in their life. They're just used to, or maybe it's just people that just quite like simple food. They don't do garlic masala, this, that. Yeah.
Stephen Mulhern had his first curry only last year.
Oh, see, and I bet he loved it then. I bet he's full convert.
He goes, "Why have I never eaten anything like this before?"
I get it because you know, and those kind of you think, okay, you're going to love it. But if you're that guy on the train and someone opens up a dabbar and it smells of like curry, that's too much. Like when that woman opened up her tuna salad in front of me, I'm like, oh. Nah. You shouldn't be allowed to eat tuna in public. It's just too distinct.
But the whole office
has to be vegan. That's on another level. That's something.
Yeah, that is on another. But I think, do you know what, Tommy? I think tuna's just you, though. Your nose is just sensitive.
No. Tuna's everybody. Tuna is everybody. It's grim.
I don't mind it.
That goes up your nose. I'd rather have pollen, 8 gallons of it up my nose.
I would rinse my nose out on a bunch of flowers. If you taped a bit of tuna to the inside of my nose, I'd probably cut my nose off.
Kill himself.
Yeah.
So I think we're all in agreement. Well, me and Tommy anyway, that we probably wouldn't take this job if that was the sort of food policy in the office.
I would because it shows they're forward thinking and it could be a company that I would love to work for.
So here's another story about a fella that's forward thinking. I thought, let me see what your take on this is. And it's about a guy who goes into the supermarket. Obviously, you buy bananas. What do they do when you get to the checkout? They weigh them. So, they, you know, it's per kilo or whatever it is.
Yep.
This guy's found a hack. And I thought, this is quite clever. And why has no one thought of this?
Mm.
He takes the skin off the banana.
Yeah.
Puts the banana in the bag and then puts the bag in the trolley and then goes to the till. And he's just basically just throwing away the skin because that's obviously heavy. So it's going to reduce the price of his banana.
That's one banana though, right?
Well, whatever. So say if you go in there for your lunch and you know, you want to have a banana.
Yeah.
He just de-skinned it and put it in his bag. And that
you've got raw Gela in the bag, right?
Yeah.
Already picking up bits of dust and fluff and whatever's in the
bag. But that's fully got microplastics all over it, Kedge. There's no denying that.
So he put, and then goes, because it's less weight. By the way, my Tesco's just does it per item. So it doesn't weigh the, but I know I'm like butchers, not butchers. When you go to the grocery.
Yeah, I think, yeah. It depends where you go and what supermarkets,
I'd argue that's illegal. Surely you can't peel your Gela before you've paid for it. It sounds like a phrase in life. Hey,
yeah. There's no rule that says
there's no rule. Yeah, there's no rule.
I mean, that's just. I mean, I can't. But was this an Asian person?
That's like okay.
It wasn't.
Incredible. Why? Yeah. Why has no one thought of this? I mean, this is genius.
You can't do that. You can't. That's a saying. Oh, I opened up the crisps and I ate them all out.
Everyone opens up crisp and juice card. Even this weekend, there was one kid who was crying. His dad opened up the pack of sweets and started eating it. Everyone's cruising with a juice carton in their mouth.
I get that, but they're still paying for that full product at the end of the shop. This is he's basically got rid of half of whatever the produce is.
Okay.
So what's he done with the skin? Lost it behind the shelf or something?
Yeah.
Back in the
maybe into a compost the heap thing.
There ain't one.
So okay, can you pull the green bits off your strawberries? Can you cut? Why does he cut up a pineapple? Why don't you get his full watermelon knife out and give it some?
I'm taking a peeler to Tesco and just sitting there, just get the grapefruit, start peeling that. Imagine taking the skin off of a tarbooch. Imagine that karbucha, as you call it in Punjabi. Yeah. That'd be so light.
Yeah, right. And therefore what? Bro, if you start doing that in the Tesco aisle, you're going to get, seriously, I'll tell you now, security will come over, they'll arrest you, they'll call the police.
Yeah.
You'll get deported. That's the video. That's not a hack.
It's fake.
It's a bit illegal, I thought.
I wonder how much he saved. Because I'm guessing you'd need to at least skin about 10 to actually make a considerable...
And then what, you've got to quickly eat all your kelle before they go brown in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's a bit weird.
And by the way, my kelle have to be cold. I like a cold kelle.
What, in the fridge?
Yeah.
What? Eat a Brucey bonus if it's in the fridge.
They don't ripen in the fridge. So if you get slightly green kelle, they stay a bit green and they don't really ripen. But you got to let them ripen. Then you put it in the fridge for a couple of hours.
I need it room temperature, bruv.
Oh, no. But then it's all mushy and warm and horrible. Crisp kelle.
I just love bananas. Mushy, hard, soft.
You'd take it in any way you can.
Yeah, I love it. I don't even mind a good, like, you know, like once it's been slightly ripened, you get that extra flavour in it. That kind of sharp. Oh, I love that. That's interesting.
Share the joys of what you have learned and the skills and things that you picked up from life. This podcast is for everyone to make them better people and make them happier people. So,
Well, I'm going to go first. And mine is that, do you know what? I'm really hyped because I'm impressed by this. I learned this week. But do you know what the world's first interracial TV kiss was?
Oh, hold on. World's first interracial. So it's black and white. It won't be Asian.
Black and white is a good start. Black and white is a good start.
Okay. Yeah. So it would have. So was it British?
Actually, I don't know if it was black and white.
Not black and white TV. Like a black person and a white person is what I'm saying. That's interracial. I meant like it would be a. Would it be a black person and a white person? Because I would imagine they would be more on mainstream telly, willing to take that risk if it were seen as that back in the day.
Yeah,
to have the kiss. So I'm going to go like a 70s, I reckon, it would have been early 60s.
Oh, good shout.
Early 60s.
And a BBC, BBC ITV thing. Would have been the UK. Would have been UK? I want to give UK credit for it rather than a USA show. Although I think it could be a USA show.
It is from America.
Okay.
Oh.
It is from America.
Oh, what, I wouldn't have a clue, Cage.
What era? What era?
See, he said 60s.
60s is bang on. 60s oh, okay, is good. Bang
that's
on.
That's quite late. And I'm saying that because it's late, because you'd expect it to be like
earlier. Yeah.
And TV hadn't been around that much longer than that. So,
but who was it, Cage?
Right. So basically, the BFI, National Archive, have actually come to the conclusion that the famous kiss between Lieutenant Uhura and Captain James T. Kirk in an episode of Star Trek from 1968 is hailed as the first interracial kiss on US TV.
Interspatial.
Yeah. And the world's first in the world, they reckon, is between someone called Joan Hooley and John White in an episode of Emergency Ward 10. In
Wide Hooley.
Oh, Hooley, Hooley, Hooley! And it's generally
you've got quite a wide Hooley, haven't you?
I love the word hoolie. It's like, can you go on a massive hoolie? So that's the first interracial kiss in an ongoing series. How
hoolie
that?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
really interesting. I never knew that. So, 60s. Can I go next thing? Because mine kind of links to TV. It's not TV. It's film. And I've been watching the
la,
new...
La, 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 long. La, 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 long, 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 long. I've definitely been watching you.
Definitely not you.
That's a proper Sunshine song.
That is a great song.
Have you listened to the lyrics? Girl, I want to make you sweat. Sweat till you can't sweat no more. And if you cry out, I'm going to push it some more. That is not allowed.
Yeah, it's asking for trouble, mate.
Yeah. Not allowed.
Can't do that. I need to stop playing that song now then. I'm not allowed to play it.
By the way, do you secretly listen to R. Kelly songs on your own?
I mean, if it comes up, I'm not actually moving it on.
I'm not skipping it.
If it's a tune.
Yeah. I don't play it out. To be fair, I think I played She's Got That Vibe somewhere recently.
Oh, Vibe is... Vibe. Desi's love. Vibe.
People are dancing to it.
No one said, you shouldn't be playing this.
No, it hasn't.
Are you the same DJ Sachi from The Times? Yeah, I am. You shouldn't be playing R. Kelly.
Sorry. The thing I learned, I'm watching that new Arnold documentary on Netflix about Arnold Schwarzenegger. Honestly, it's brilliant, by the way. The thing I learned was, so we all know the famous line, I'll be back.
Yes.
On Terminator. It wasn't meant to be I'll be back. He muffed it. Oh. It was meant to be something else. So in the script, James Cameron.
Sorry, can I just say, he muffed it. I haven't heard that since I was about 15. But the word to muff, I mean, that needs to be brought back.
He muffed it, mate.
Honestly. No one says that. He muffed it.
I said that to someone the other day, and they're like, you said you muffed it. I was like, yeah, that's I like.
I think that has a different meaning in 2023.
Yeah, I don't use them. So I'd say he scuffed the shot. He muffled his words.
But he muffed the shot.
Muffed it was big in the game.
Muffed it was big in the game. So anyway, he muffed the lineup. And James Cameron, who's a director, you know, the James Cameron does all these other awesome films like Avatar and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
He was the guy who wrote the script for Terminator. And in the actual script, it was, I'll come back.
Oh, really?
I'll come back.
I'll come back.
And I was like, no, bruv, that don't slap the same as I'll be back.
Yeah, you're right. Or is it that we just know I'll be back so much? Like, we're going to be called Nuki.
I just don't think this sounds the same as I'll be back. I'll come back.
That's a bit formal, isn't it?
The Terminator weren't that formal, I don't think.
No, I'll come back.
And then he came back in his car and smashed up the police station. Is that what happened? That's what he did, yeah.
I think the alliteration on be back is what makes it flow nicer. I'll come back. It just doesn't flow.
Well, so anyway, God he muffed it.
He muffed it, and that was it. They kept it in there.
Meant to be. It's meant to be. And it's like when you hear about, in Indiana Jones, when Harrison Ford is doing that fight sequence and he just pulls out his gun and shoots the guy. There's a sequence where his guy's like a samurai guy's swinging a sword or all this stuff. And Harrison Ford just pulls out his gun and shoots him. And they leave it in the film, but he wasn't supposed to do that. It was supposed to be a big fight sequence, but he had the tetany out that day. He had diarrhea. And he could not be asked with a fight sequence. His ass was busy doing something else. Yeah, exactly. So he just pulled out the gun and went, oh, pew, like, and everybody laughed and went, let's do that. Let's have that. So this guy's going, hey, doing all this stuff, swinging his sword around.
Boom.
And he was going like, I ain't got no time for it. Because he had this. So, you know, things like that, they stick and they keep. By the way, I'm talking about the muffed it. I tried to set up a society in university called the Muff Society, but they wouldn't let me do it. because it was Muff.
Oh,
was,
you were interested in radio mic shields from a very young age.
No, it was the Make University Feel Friendly. But me and my friends thought it'd be funny to have created the Muff Society. Right. And that would be, we'd be in charge of Muff. But there you go. They didn't let it happen. My thing that I learned this week. I've got a couple. I've still got a couple. Because I'm
now. Just one will do.
Same one.
Well, one is more specifically. When I heard it, I thought, Satch, is for you. Because I need to just tell you this. So I was doing a comedy night, and the comedy nights that I do at this place in Shoreditch in the Box is was with some young comics, right? So they're talking about things that young people talk about, which is trainers and the latest trainers and all that. And they went, oh, and of course, he went, of course, I don't keep them in the box. So do you know about this?
What do you mean?
They keep them in a little.
You're not supposed to keep your trainers in the box that you buy them in. So all those people that collect trainers, the box apparently creates some kind of atmosphere in the box, which makes the rubber corrode over time.
Ooh.
You cannot keep your trainers in the shoe box that they came in for long periods of time. And I'm saying this to you, Satch, because I know you've got expensive trainers that you've been collecting for 10, 15, 20 years, probably. Yeah. I don't know how long. Right. Yeah. So that was the first thing I learned, but that wasn't a thing for me because I'm not a shoe collector like that. So I was like, I'll make sure I tell Satch.
Interesting. I'll read up on that.
But I like this one, the one I heard, right? It was, why are women's buttons on the other side of their shirt?
That's a very good question.
Do you know the reasoning behind this? Have you ever heard it? Oh, go on, have a little guess. It's kind of logical, but I don't think you'll get it because it's a specific logic as to why it is. So if you don't know, men's buttons, men's shirts are all on the right side. Women's buttons on proper women's shirt. I'm saying official. I'm sure there's some manufacturers.
I think there's a lot of crossover
now. Now they just don't care. Yeah, it doesn't matter. But why typically women's buttons on the left, men's buttons on the right part of their shirt? Why?
Not a clue.
Why?
Right. This is wicked. You're going to love this. Because the buttons came about in the 13th century. And at that time, to have buttons was a luxury. Right. So the only people that would have buttons were rich people who would then have somebody else to dress them. So the buttons for rich women would have someone to dress them would be on the other side so that the person doing up the buttons could do it easier than it'd be the other way around because they were used to doing men's buttons.
Right.
So they would do it would be like a male tailor, a man doing all the buttons up. So it was to flip it around so that it stayed consistent for them, for the person doing up the buttons. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah, got it. Right.
That makes sense, yeah.
There you go. And it goes back to them. So there's no real reason. It wasn't like, well, women on the left, men on the right, that's how we do it. It was more like, well, women are going to be dressed by somebody else. We'll put the buttons on the other side so the person can always still keep the same form facing the person when they're doing the buttons up.
Interesting.
Like a bit of button trivia. There you go.
Love it.
Lovely.
Drop it in. Have a look. You know what, by the way? When I heard that, I heard it at a comedy night. And someone went, oh, da, 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 da. And you know, obviously, that women's buttons are on the other side. And I saw about three people in the audience look at each other and make a face like they never knew that. They never even knew that women's buttons were on the left. So there you go.
Double learning. What kind of comedy night was that? Was it a bit serious?
I know,
serious,
not a very funny
it?
One, clearly, because I was hosting. No, it was someone would just mention it in reference something. And actually, it was this American comedian who was a bit clever. So she was just making little references to clever stuff. I don't do clever humor. Mine's very much not clever, so don't worry. Basic. Oh, by the way, little another thing I learned this week, and I didn't even know it was coming out. Ada Twist, scientist. It's a Netflix series. Season 4 has just come out. It's produced by Barack and Michelle Obama.
Yep.
Yours truly is doing the voice of Principal Rahul in the series. I'm in episode 13 where they're going to chop down a tree, and Principal Rahul wants to chop down a tree to put a play set in. So
yeah, watch that.
Ada Twist, scientist, and it's like an educational kids cartoon series. And I am the Indian principal, but I don't come until a few episodes in. And I'm not in much. But were my kids interested? I gave them this moment. Look, Dad's in a Netflix series.
Yep.
Barack and Michelle Obama are my producers, are my bosses. I used to have Kej and Satch. Now I've got Barack and Michelle. As
now
my
I've had to go
producers.
Down the leagues.
Yeah, Barack, where's your high-vis jacket? Huh?
Exactly.
Yeah, Michelle, can you DJ? I don't think you can.
She can't. No,
she can't. But kids were not interested one little bit. One little bit. There's kids got voiceover jobs. Can you get me one? typical Asian. Just out for something for himself. Do you know what I mean?
Speaking of watching something, I'm going to watch The Flash tomorrow, by the way. So you'll have a review next week from me.
The new
the new by the way, because I think it comes out this week, doesn't it?
It comes out on Friday, yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to an event on Saturday, but I'm not allowed to talk about it until next week. Ooh. And it's so A-list. I can't believe little old Ked here is going to be there.
Okay.
Interesting.
What is it? A-list full of like mainstream Asian acts that would do like Glastonbury in India, like those kind of acts that you'd sign.
No, it's It's not Seema Taparia or Neha Kakkar's event.
It will be. You know, Seema will be there.
I'm looking forward to that. Then,
as soon as I find out, I'm going
to
send Seema
there. Did you have to disclose?
Did you have to sign anything?
I will have to soon.
Then you can say what you want before you do that. So go for it.
No, you can't. No. Okay, since we're doing plugs, this week I start a Bollywood cabaret show at Bollywood Proud City Club.
You're dancing in it?
Bruv, I come down from a hoop. I've got a little tassels on my nipple.
Pole dance?
No, of course not. No, I'm just hosting it. So I do like 5, 6, 7 minutes at the top and then one minute in between each act. Nice. Bus. So it's about 12 minutes of work in about 4-hour night.
And one last thing.
Go on then.
Last but last.
Satch said we haven't got any reviews in 23. We've got 2.
Ooh.
First one says, cannot believe no reviews in 2023. 5 stars. Hysterical podcast. Look forward to the weekly episodes. Listen to this if you want to be crazy. If you want to be that crazy person laughing out loud on the tube or walking around. That's from Shy London. And the second one from Sabretooth Tiger. 5 stars. Simple and effective podcasting. I love that because that's someone who I feel like they know about podcasting and they're recommending us for that. You know, this is how you get into it.
I don't hear it as that. I hear it as one of those cusses that my missus does when I don't realize it's a cuss because it sounds like a compliment. And then I walk away and then only realize afterwards, I think, she cussed me out.
Well, they've gone with Simple Fab Podcast, full stop, worth a listen every week. Just short, simple.
I'll take that bit.
We'll have that.
Yeah, post your comments, get in touch, do that.
Please.
Reviews. It's on the Apple, on the Spotify, on the GeoSavins. It's on all the platforms.
It's everywhere, yes.
We are everywhere. Okay, and until next week, we're gone from here. So have a good one, and we'll catch you soon.
Laters.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.